Well, after 18 months of vitriol, 18 months of vile stuff being said about one another, 18 months of all of this, you know what? After tonight, maybe the people here in central New York and all around the country can finally get a break. Because, you know, today we elect who's going to run this country for the next 4 years. But I will tell you, the two candidates that are there are very flawed individuals. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are the two that are going to be vying to run this country for the next 4 years. But I will tell you what, I've seen a lot of stuff being spewed about those two, and I've made up my mind. I made up my mind long ago, especially after, let's just say, with those emails and that. I do not like liars. I kind of dropped the hint here and there that, I mean, Donald Trump is who I'm leaning towards. And even after all that stuff about him and women, even after he mocked that reporter, even after all the stuff he did, you know what? I still wouldn't trust Hillary Clinton to run this country. Of course, certain people say, oh, she'll be the first woman elected president. And of course, you've seen the last few days up there in Rochester at Mount Hope Cemetery. A whole lot of people stopping by Susan B. Anthony's grave. Well, you know, I've yet to stop by Susan B. Anthony's grave, even though one of these days I do want to get up there. That, and also to see Frederick Douglass's grave. But, you know, that doesn't sway anything for me. I mean, we do need a change in this country. 8 years of being run by the Democrats who have tried to help run this economy into the ground is enough. 8 years of trying to control all the guns in this country, especially after Newtown, and especially when Governor Cuomo passed that SAFE Act. 8 years of what the Democrats have tried to do to the health care in this country. I mean, you see what's going on. Some companies are bowing out or really raising their rates. 8 years of this nonsense is enough. And that's why I'm stumping for Donald Trump. Of course, that's not all of the races. You got all the congressional seats. You got the Senate seats all up for grabs. I mean, for Congress, Chuck Schumer looks like he's going to win another 6-year term. And you know what? He definitely has my vote. 18 years ago, there was a lot of talk about he thought, you know, upstate New York and downstate New York should not be together. Well, you know what? I agreed with that. But the thing is, Schumer has shown that maybe a New York City area politician, when he becomes senator, does care about the state. After all, he saved these guys from maybe moving, if you know what I mean. And I think he's done a pretty darn good job as our senator. I think he deserves another 6-year term. But of course, for the seat in the U.S. House of Representatives, it's between Reed and Plum. Reed, who was mayor of Corning, and Plum, who came from the small village of Randolph, which is between Jamestown and Salamanca, have had a heated campaign. And it looks as though Plum's kind of emerging to be the favorite. Of course, he served in the Army National Guard, and he's got all these credentials. But, I mean, I was undecided, but I think I'm leaning for Plum. And, of course, there is the big race, who is going to replace Mike Nozzolio. As you saw what he done in his political career, how he's helped this region tremendously. It's a three-way race. And you know what? I mean, I talked with her Saturday night. Plus, I will say, at the Elks Club, I won one of the turkeys. So, I mean, but my mind was made up long before it for her, because Nozzolio endorsed her. So, you know what? I'm going to go with Helming. And of course, last but not least, there's that big local race for town councilman. You got four people vying for two seats. And of course, There's the candidates for and the candidates against local law number 7. Truth is, I mean, Seneca Meadows definitely has got to do something about controlling their odors and that. But the thing is, what they do, they kind of definitely help the economy with what they donate. And the thing is, if local law number 7 is passed, there's a chance property taxes could really skyrocket. And that's something that I do not like. So, I mean, vote for who you want. But, I mean, just to think about what could happen if local law number 7 is passed. And there I've said who I'm saying for voting. And, of course, from what I say, for anybody who's eligible, get out and vote. And I'm going to close this show with my thoughts about a couple of the sports stories from this past weekend. Or specifically last night. Richard Sherman definitely has a way of opening his mouth when he shouldn't. And the thing is, he can be a dirty player. Very dirty player. And he showed it last night against the Bills. On that play where he jumped offside, ran into Dan Carpenter, and it looked like he seriously injured Carpenter. But of course, afterwards, he then taunted Rex Ryan and his brother on the sidelines heading towards the locker room for halftime. Richard Sherman, sometimes you run your mouth too much. And after that play, you know what you gotta do? Be suspended, be fined, and have Pete Rogers come down there with a razor. Because, hey, we've got too many of those players wearing those darn dreadlocks, if you know what I mean. But also, the officials last night screwed things up, especially there at halftime, calling those penalties, and especially Dan Carpenter missing the field goal. And of course, right at the end of the game, when it appeared Robert Woods was held before the ball came his way. All in all, it was a 31-25 loss by the Bills to the Seahawks. Although I have to say for the Bills, it was a game effort. Tyrod Taylor had one of his best days as a Bill. But yet, because the defense allowed Russell Wilson with that big aerial attack, it wasn't enough. And of course, you know it wasn't enough for these guys. Going down to Death Valley, definitely I knew was going to be a tall order for the Qs to win. But come on. 54-0? Ugh! And what about that interception by Clemson that was returned for a touchdown? Looked like the ball was playing Ricochet Rabbit. You know, bing, 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 bing! I kind of wished we'd have gotten a few points, but it shows that Syracuse is still seriously outclassed by the top tier in college football. We gotta beat North Carolina State this Saturday to be in line for maybe a bowl game. And of course, last but not least, the Cuse basketball team did open with a decent win against Indiana University of Pennsylvania in their exhibition, although it was a slow start. And of course, tonight, they play Lemoyne in their second exhibition game, and hopefully they won't lose like a few years ago. And Friday is their opener against Colgate. How about we brush our teeth with those Raiders, you know? Boy, get that taste out of my mouth. And I mean, this taste will be gone after today. I'm ready to see this election go. I'm Ken Haas, and those are my rants for this week.